Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Would you like to see what the new wheat varieties look like in comparison to some of the standard tried and true varieties of recent years? Your opportunity to check that out happening now till mid-May as the OSU Wheat Field Days are underway across the Oklahoma Wheat Belt. More than two dozen locations are set up for wheat field tour stops. Some of them will have a meal associated with them. Many of them are demo plots. Some of them are replicated plots. And a couple of them have fungicide research associated with them as well. If you want more information, check with your local OSU Extension office or go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and click on the calendar button. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, proud to help sponsor the OSU Wheat Improvement Team and these OSU Wheat Field Days. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for wheat producers. To learn more, go to their new website at okwheat.org.
Cattle futures today under significant pressure. April's down at $1.70 on the feeder cattle, 147.75, 70 cents off their low. May's down 350, August down 427. Did briefly touch limit down here today, mid-morning on the feeder cattle. Live cattle were under pressure as well. April's down 207, June's down 245, August down 257. Those contracts, especially the feeder cattle, made new contract lows. They went through the December lows. May was 142.65. Today's low in May was 141.05. And as the market hit those lows, new sell stops were hit, people getting out of long positions, and then a few people adding to a short position if they're already short, the trend following funds and such. But a really down day overall. Cash trade on the live cattle was 127 throughout the United States. Last week it was 32 to 34, so significantly lower this week on the cash trade. And then this afternoon we've got the on-feed report. As of April 1st, 101% of last year is on feed. The placement number is 107.4% in March, and the marketed number 106.7%. And that's this afternoon at 2 p.m.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
The grain trade finished out this week in a negative manner, taking away a lot of the rallies from earlier this week. Corn on the front end, July down 15 cents, 374 and three quarters. December at 380, down 13 and a half. Both of those on or near their contract lows and 20 plus cents off of the highs from this week. Beans cratered as well, especially on the front end. July beans down 33 and three quarters at 993 and three quarters, about a nickel off the low. New crop November beans down 18 at 980 and a half. And then wheat slid as well. Chicago July down 31 even at 472 and a half. Kansas City July wheat down 28 at 472, about 2 cents off their lows. Several things here. They're talking about the 60% coverage of the Brazilian corn crop could get some rain, and that was a little negative. Also today, Goldman Sachs saying that a lot of the rally in the grains was just a money flow change. There's money flowing into the ag sector, especially the corn, beans, and wheat. And that was what the rally was all about. It wasn't necessarily anything fundamentally changing, despite the things we have been hearing out of South America regarding their corn and beans. Also, this time of year, we're just now getting into the growing season in the United States, so there could be significant weather changes that could drive the market up or down at this point. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.